someone to care for, to be there for. I have James Woods, someone to do for, model through for.
Everyone needs a little James Woods in their life. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Ferdo, of course, our great producer Eric Reinert, and Joseph. What is Peter Griffin and James Woods singing right now?
I have James Woods by Family Guy.
Fantastic stuff.
I know. What a high school. I can't do the Boston, Massachusetts accent.
That's tough.
I was doing it last night, and I was just cursing up a storm. That works.
Yeah.
But, yes, I have James Woods. We tried to get James Woods on the show, by the way.
Okay.
He was very busy.
He's too smart. He's got a high IQ.
I know. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Two-Man Warehouse and Emporium. As an unwanted result of a recent lawsuit, Al is now in possession of hundreds of pallets of crudely painted, not-so-funny plywood cutout folk art, and it's just waiting to transform your uncut trash-strewn lawn into a living canvas that tells passersby, "Hey everyone, a real funny bugger lives here." Your neighbors will chuckle warmly and motorists will slow down and applaud when they've cast their eyes on such favorites as sort of Ben and Cherry's looking cow, black silhouetted cowboy leaning on barn, and everybody's favorite fat woman bending over tending to her garden in big polka-dotted bloomers. Most of it's priced to move, and until it does, it's an enormous fire hazard, so please go to see Al on Route 2 in Weekapaug. Look for the sort of Ben and Cherry's looking cow out front. And on that note, thank you for joining us, Paul.
How you doing?
Great. We have on our buddy, Paul Osborne, from the Phoenix Film Festival. We have him on, I think this is like time number 4 or something like that, no?
I think so. I mean, at some point, I get to give you that 5-timer club, like, is that like SNL, like, with,
yeah,
like, you know,
we'll give you a plaque.
Steve Martin. Yeah, I get like I get a special like membership to your back room suite with the sauna and like the masseuses and the free M&Ms, all that stuff. I get like a robe.
I usually try the back door suite and everything like that with the masseuse and everything like that. Yeah. At the bar crawls that I go to, and it does not go over well with the women. So.
Wow, for Paul, I don't want to hear about your back door suite.
Well, of course, our listeners know you from Favor, which we both loved, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, previous to that, your documentary, right?
Official Rejection, yeah.
Official Rejection. And now you've got this new project that you're trying to get financed. Is it, would we say financed, or?
Well, yeah, we're funding it currently on Kickstarter. It's called Cruel Heart. And if you go to Kickstarter and type in Cruel Heart, there should be the one that pops up.
Excellent.
But yeah, I mean, we're putting together the new movie on Kickstarter. But the funny thing is, and the reason I guess I wanted to talk to you guys is because it's sort of a who's who of Phoenix Film Festival alumni. Because I mean, I'm a 3-time alumni with 10 Till Noon, Official Rejection, and Favor. Mm-hmm. And the lead actors I have attached, one of them is from Favor, Patrick Day. One of them is from a film called Lonely Boy, which played Phoenix Film Festival in 2013. And one of them is from King of Herrings, which played 2 years ago in 2014.
Yes, and we had Lev Aden on the show from Lonely Boy as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you did?
Yes, yes.
There you go. Yeah, so Lev Aden from Lonely Boy and Eddie Jemison from King of Herrings. So it's sort of a who's who, sort of the Ocean's 11 of people from Phoenix Film Festival movies.
So how does that happen? I mean, do you guys meet each other at the at these film festivals and say, hey, you know, you want to work together? I mean, tell us about that.
It is what happens. So much of this business is comes through networking or socializing, and it's not like necessarily who you know, but it's sort of when you see somebody whose work you like at a festival, and then you can meet them at a party afterwards. Sometimes you do find you guys connect and you go, oh, we can find a way to work together. And it's sort of opportunities present themselves that way. I met Lev Aden from Lonely Boy at the Phoenix Film Festival. Favor played the same year as Lonely Boy. And just met him at one of the parties, opening night. And hit it off. And then I saw his movie. I loved it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to work with you. And fortunately, he saw Favor and didn't throw up. So he agreed to, I'll work with you. I didn't meet Eddie in Phoenix, but I did meet Eddie at another film festival in Austin, actually. And Eddie played Phoenix because I recommended it, and that's why he submitted King of Herrings there.
Wow.
So it is sort of very all-incestuous, hopefully. But there is a sense of kind of being a supergroup. Kind of like, you know, yeah, I met Eleven Phoenix, and I was inspired by what he did. And like, you know, I'm going to write a character for him. And so I did, and that's who he plays in Cruel Heart.
Oh, that's amazing. So tell us a little bit more about Cruel Hearts. It's a film noir, right?
Right, yeah. Cruel Hearts is a film noir. Alev plays a guy named Guy, oddly enough, who finds out the woman he's been sleeping with is not only married, because he didn't know she was married, not only is she married, she's married to like a crime boss. So he's really suddenly in it, and he decides, like, you know, I can either, you know, try to get away from this, but he may find out one day and come after me, or I can get ahead of this, and I can go tell him what happened, what I did, and you know, that I didn't know who she was and sort of beg for forgiveness. And that's what he does. And the two guys sort of form this unusual friendship that sort of leads down some very dark roads.
Wow.
Can't tell you more than that, because there's a lot of twists and turns in it. But Patrick Day plays the gangster, and the two of them have kind of a very interesting chemistry together. So it should be a really fun thing to watch.
Amazing. And you do so well with both the comedy and the thrills, so I can't wait to see it. Maybe we'll have a special Breakthrough Entertainment screening or something like that.
Oh, I may have to do that.
Yes.
That's the thing. We did work a lot of humor into it. We wanted to make it a very human relationship. We saw a favor. We really did go for authenticity and the way people relate to each other, and we're going for that here. I mean, it's a film noir. It's got a gangster, you know, yada, yada, yada. But we definitely want to make it very human and real. And so it is pretty funny stuff that we have written to these guys. It's going to be fun to watch.
And is Blaine Weaver a little upset that he's not involved?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, he's back on Kickstarter. He's been all friendly about it.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
We're good friends.
Well, you know, keep your enemies close, right?
Oh, man, what a thing to say. Blaine Weaver just directed a film called Cut to the Chase in Shreveport, mm-hmm. that he starred in. And, you know, Blaine and I are frequent collaborators. We wrote another script together called Clip Joint that's off in the world. But, I can't have Blaine and Pat be the lead in every single movie. So maybe the next movie will just be Blaine.
Yeah. We'll see.
But Blaine, you know, we both have a lot of things in the fire. So Blaine might make a cameo in Pearl Heart. You have to keep your eyes open for it.
Nice.
You might want to see it. There's a few, maybe a few Easter eggs for favorite fans in the script that will be fun to see in the movie. So.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, we definitely can't wait for that. And, you know, we
may learn a little bit about what happened after Favor with the characters in that film in Cruel Hearts. Just saying. Don't want to spoil spoilers, but
okay. All
keep
right.
your eyes peeled.
Well, we got to get it made first. That's why everyone's got to go to Kickstarter. And all they have to do is search for Cruel Hearts, right?
Right, yeah. So we come up and you can watch the video with a little pitch and see me being all silly and ingratiating.
I know, they get to see you. You're finally on film.
I am. It's really not a good look for me to be in front of the camera. It's kind of like, oh yeah, I'm kind of an oily guy. It's funny when I shot the video, I shot it myself. Like I just, you know, I closed myself up in the editing room and I kind of bolted the door and I put the camera and the mic in there and I sat down and did it. And I seen people offering to help me, like, why don't I come down? Like, hold the camera for you, hold the mic. And I'm like, no, really, honestly, just. It's bad enough that I know people are going to actually watch when I'm done. Watching me while I do it is even worse. I'm definitely not missing an opportunity by not being an actor, put it that way.
No, I thought you did a great job. It's a great pitch, and it's a fascinating project. I cannot wait to see it made, so we can have that special screening and everything like that, and we can have the red carpet and everything. I can't wait. So what is the timeline for this? I know we've got to get the funding done for Kickstarter within this next week, right?
Right, yeah. The campaign ends Friday night at 7
okay.
o'clock. So, if you want to go ahead and check it out and go ahead and jump on in. We're close. We're not too far from the goal. We're about 82% right now.
Excellent.
Which is not too bad with 6 days to go. So very doable. And not too shy. I can't be shy about it because when you're running a Kickstarter, you can't be shy. Please
right.
go check out our campaign. And, you know, please become a supporter of Cruel Heart, that sort of thing. But we are really good about. I mean, the funny thing is I support as a backer way more campaigns than I'll ever run in my life. Like I think I'm supporting 5 other campaigns right now. And one thing I like as a backer when I support someone else's project is I like getting frequent updates, kind of being in the loop and sort of seeing it progress. And so as a result, I tend to be very with Favor. Favor was also a Kickstarter movie. And I was always very good about making sure that people were in the loop. And you really want supporters to be part of the process, you know, and sometimes, you know, get their opinion on casting, get their opinion on the kind of the movie, things like that. I mean, there's, you know, it's not just, you know, come throw some money at the project. It's really be involved and sort of crowd build the whole movie, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So it might be a little too soon to see this at the Phoenix Film Festival next year, no?
Yeah, no, exactly. We're planning to shoot in December.
Okay.
So it'll be the year after, or maybe the year after that. It just depends. The editing, shooting is always relatively quickly, really quick process. I mean, mm-hmm. You shoot in 3 or 4 weeks. But the editing process, post-production process, takes a while.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. And then, but we're going to get our first look at it, for helping Paul out here. Our friend Paul. Paul Osborne, it's always great to have you on the show. Thank you very much for reaching out to us and sharing this information with us and, inviting us to speak with you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on again. I'm now 4 times now. It's 4 times.
I think it is. I think it's 4 times, yeah.
Next time I get the bathrobe, right? The fuzzy slippers, is that what I get?
Yeah, the
you
same
get
one that
black.
Alec Baldwin's got that,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. Nice.
Black, what are you talking about, his teeth?
I can bring you guys ropes and fuzzy slippers. I think it's actually more how it should work. I really appreciate being on your show.
Yes, we appreciate you as well, Paul Osborne. Cruel Hearts. Everyone go to Kickstarter.com right now. Search Cruel Hearts. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
day. You guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care. Excellent, excellent.
Absolutely. So one more time till the elusive number 5.
Yes. Wow.
Paul gets all the goodies.
Yes, he's gotten the most. Yep. I mean, Max has been on the show twice, and
mm-hmm. But Paul is in the lead, I believe.
Yes. But you know the thing that we celebrate the most here on Breakthrough Entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Is Christmas.
Yes.
We're going to be doing so again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
With our Christmas in July show. Wow. A little preview. All I Really Want for Christmas from Family Guy. It's my favorite song from Family Guy.
Peter Griffin and Lois. And everyone leads the way on this song.
Yes.
And we'll let you listen to the good stuff. We'll be right back.
Oh, that sounds terrific. How about you, kids?
I would like a pair of skates, then I'd go out skating, but I really don't know how to skate.
I want a Lexus all in pink, and a dad who doesn't drink.
Oh, and that reminds me, 12 kegs of beer.
All these happy wishes and lots of Christmas cheer is all I really want.